From the National Catholic Register, this is Register Radio, bringing light and clarity to the news and topics that affect your life.
Today on Register Radio, Dan Berg talks with Father Anthony Mary. He is a friar with the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word, and they're going to talk about EWTN's Novena to the Mother of God for the Nation, and that starts this weekend and goes through October 7th. In our second half, Dan talks with Sister Susan Piper. She is Mother Superior of the female branch of the Apostles of the Interior Life. This is a religious community devoted to spiritual direction, and they're going to talk about the importance of spiritual direction in growing closer to God. Welcome again to Register Radio. It's a co-production of EWTN and the National Catholic Register. I'm Tom Price, along with the Register's Executive Director, Dan Berg. Welcome back, Dan.
It's great to be with you, Tom.
And with you, my friend. And it's also great to have our friend, Father Anthony, on the show this week. Of course, he is a priest of the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word. He resides here in Irondale on the same campus as EWTN. Father, welcome again to Register Radio.
Thanks, Tom.
Father, it's great to have you with us. It seems fitting that in the midst of the political and legal challenges we're facing as a nation, that EWTN is leading the charge with prayer. Can you tell us a bit about that, about the Novena to the Mother of God for the Nation?
Sure. Probably about 2 months ago, Father Frederick Miller, who's a professor for our seminarians up at Mount St. Mary's Seminary, proposed the idea. He said that Christians at a time of not only persecution, but when there's trial, they instinctively turn to the Mother of God and ask for her help and her protection. And so he proposed this idea that why doesn't EWTN have a novena to the Mother of God in preparation for the elections, praying for our nation?
And so EWTN commissioned him to write the novena?
Yeah, absolutely.
Special prayers for each day, and what else is going on around all of that?
Well, absolutely. Michael Warsaw and Doug Keck jumped on the idea, and they Father offered to write the meditations. All of the listeners can go to the website. They're beautiful reflections that he gives each day and prayers that accompany that. And then we decided we'd invite a different bishop to come each day of the 9 days of the novena to preach the homily, offer the Mass, and then lead the prayers of the novena to, you know, the bishop gives a certain weight in the church. You know, he's the teaching authority, and it just attracts attention. I'm not saying that everybody else is used to listening to us preaching boringly every day.
Oh, no, your homilies are great.
But I think the bishop will attract the attention of the people and, you know, really highlight the importance of this.
Great. Well, this is Dan Berg with Register Radio, and I'm with Father Anthony talking about the novena that EWTN has provided to us to pray for our nation in these tough times. Father Anthony, where can they find information about the novena? Is it on the EWTN website?
It is. If you just go to www.ewtn.com/novena, it's even there right on the front page. You see it as soon as you go up to the web page.
And they can also print it out, can't they, as well?
Download it. And what we want people to do is not only to pray with us as we pray each day on the air, but even to pray that in their families or bring it to their parish or their prayer group and have the novena in those public settings as well.
Another place that they can find the novena is in this the issue of the Register that should be in homes right now.
Amen. Amen.
So that's also another place where they can get that. Father, can you tell us a little bit about the tradition of novenas and where that comes from?
Sure. It really started in the very beginnings of the church. After Jesus ascended into heaven, there was 9 days between the ascension and Pentecost, and the disciples gathered with our Blessed Mother to pray during those 9 days for the outpouring of the Spirit. And so the church, in asking for times of special need, has kind of followed that tradition that we set up these 9 days in honor of our Blessed Mother, a saint, whatever, asking for that special grace and blessing from heaven.
And in particular, this novena begins and ends on with special emphasis, doesn't it?
Right, absolutely. We begin on the Feast of the Angels, but we're ending on October 7th, which is, it's going to be a Sunday this year, so we won't observe the feast, but it's the normal Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. And we know that in the Battle of Lepanto, the Holy Father asked Christians to pray the rosary, to ask for that protection of our Blessed Mother, and the Christians prevailed.
Yeah. You know? This is Dan Burke with Register Radio and with Father Anthony talking about the novena to the Mother of God for the nation that EWTN is spearheading for us. It's an important time to pray. There are many things going on politically, economically, in our nation, around the world, that really should draw us to our knees as the primary place whereby we participate in God's work and bring about change.
Absolutely. I mean, just even this past week, knowing there's been a terrorist attack on our own people and really on our country in the attack in the Middle East, but to pray for the protection of our nation, to pray for the upcoming elections. You know, a lot of things are at stake, especially with religious liberty, pro-life issues, especially the initiative for assisted suicide in Massachusetts, and then the initiatives in different states to protect the sanctity of marriage. It's really important that Catholics and Christians and everybody pray that we hold on to the solidity, the foundation of morality, you know, that safeguards our culture, our society.
You mentioned earlier that we're having a different bishop each day, mm-hmm. who's presiding over the televised Mass at EWTN?
Right. We're going to start tomorrow on Saturday with Bishop Conley, who's the new bishop just appointed to
Nebraska.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, Father Frederick, it's hard to get a bishop here on Sunday.
Right.
So we have Father Frederick Miller who will be preaching for us. But next week we'll have Archbishop Nauman from Kansas City. We have Archbishop Brody from Mobile, Bishop John Barris, who's from Allentown, and then our own Bishop Emeritus, Bishop Foley, and Bishop Baker will be preaching. On Friday, we have Archbishop Shep, who will be a real treat, coming from Philadelphia.
Great, great. Well, that's a great lineup. I imagine the homilies will be, they're always good, of course, with you and Father Joseph and Father Mitch. But we have special treats coming.
Oh, absolutely.
Bishop Chaput in particular is a wonderful homilist.
Yes, excellent.
At this important time coming to EWTN. You mentioned at the beginning of our discussion about novena that the novena is a time, and particularly as we flee to Mary for assistance, it's a time even of a penitential a spirit, where we're really recognizing that things around us, events, situations, exceed our human capacity to deal with them.
Right.
And you mentioned that, but there's one particular part of this novena which is absolutely beautifully written, which they can find on the EWTN website. But the Subtuum Presidium, did I say that right?
Subtuum, yeah.
Subtuum Presidium. So you can tell who's been in Latin, who's had their Latin classes and who hasn't. But it says, "We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our prayers and our necessities, but ever deliver us from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin." What is the origin of that prayer?
You better ask one of the bishops.
Right.
I don't know for certain right now. You should have prepped me for this.
I should have prepped you for this question.
But definitely the beautiful prayer in the tradition of the Church to... even that word "fly to the patronage," you know, that we run to our mother when there's danger or a threat. You know, this is what we want to do. And even you mentioned prayer, penance. Father Miller puts in the introduction to the novena things that the faithful should do in trying to go to confession, come to Mass more regularly during that time of the novena, praying the rosary with the family.
So it's a time when all that we do is essentially, the goal is to be absorbed in prayer.
Exactly.
So it's not just while we're praying the novena, but we're taking special acts, pursuits of holiness on our own, as you say, with confession and those sorts of things, and getting to Mass as much as we can to offer all of that up for the specific intention.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, well, we're so excited and proud to be a part of EWTN and the great tradition of this network of submitting ourselves to the Lord, of pursuing the Lord in all we do, of spreading the gospel according to the magisterium of the Church. And this is just another way that we're looking to bless Catholics around the world and engage together. You know, I think of one of the things that's interesting about praying novenas or even praying with the liturgy of the Church is that you have this amazing blessing of praying with people across all time and space.
Right.
And history. In this case, we're trying to get as many people around the world mm-hmm. and the same time frame to pray with one another.
Well, yeah, and I also want to point out that, you know, true to Mother Angelica's vision, it's going to be on radio, it'll be online.
Yeah.
People all over the world who may not have access to television can certainly listen to it. I'm, you know, there are going to be people listening on shortwave
right.
yeah.
in other countries who will be joining in on this.
Right.
How wonderful is that?
It's absolutely wonderful. And I think the televised mass is the most, I don't want to say popular, but that people are tuning into that the most on the network. And again, we want to pray together. It brings yeah. us, it unites us. And that was the intention of the network in linking that novena with the daily mass, that so many of our viewers or listeners are joining us during those times of the day, and that they pray right along with us after at the conclusion of the Mass.
So as we close here, let's remind our listeners of where they can find the novena.
First, in the National Catholic Register.
That's right, very
an
good.
Insert, and then also on the EWTN website, www.ewtn.com.
Great. Father, can you close us out with your blessing?
Sure. The Lord bless you and keep you, show his face to you and be merciful to you, turn his countenance to you and give you peace. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Father. Sir. Really appreciate your time getting acclimated here in our new studios where
it's
we're
beautiful.
Here. Well, it's pretty exciting not to get inside baseball on everybody, but for many years, EWTN Radio has been on a different campus mm-hmm. than television, and now we are bringing everything here to the mothership, and it's very, very exciting for us. So glad you could join us on our maiden voyage.
Thank you.
When we return, you probably wouldn't go on a long car trip without a map or a GPS, but what about your life's journey? Do you have a spiritual director? This is Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Michael Warsaw, Chief Executive of EWTN and publisher of the National Catholic Register. We're in a time in history like no other. In our fight for religious freedom and the need for the new evangelization, it's essential to stay connected via the faithful Catholic content delivered by the Register. We've finally been able to help realize Mother Angelica's dream. She always wanted a newspaper as part of EWTN's media apostolate. Why? Because there's an important catechetical opportunity at the intersection of faith and culture. Since the 1920s, the Register has been advancing the truth of the Magisterium. This valuable resource will help you to better understand the faith and deepen your relationship with our Lord. Join the growing ranks of Register subscribers today and access the one source of leading voices and opinions concerning the issues that matter most to you.
To start your subscription to the National Catholic Register today, go to EWTN.com and click on the banner for the Register or call 800-854-6316. That's EWTN.com and click on the Register subscription banner or call 800-854-6316.
Let's return to Register Radio on EWTN.
And welcome back. Along with Dan Burke, I'm Tom Price. Sister Susan Piper is the Mother Superior of the Apostles of the Interior Life. Her community is active in the Diocese of Kansas City, Kansas, where, along with the energetic support of Archbishop Naumann, they shepherd an important work to train spiritual mentors to aid others in their work to deepen their relationship with Christ. And I'm certain, Dan, that Sister Susan will be able to make sense of all that for me. I know that the Register covered this school and two others in an in-depth article in our last issue. So, welcome to Register Radio.
Thank you.
Sister, it's great to have you with us. As you know, I've been a big fan of what you're doing there in the diocese for several years and in a number of other schools around the nation, because so many people are looking to dig deeper in their spiritual life. They don't know which direction to go, how to overcome common problems. They feel a bit isolated. And there aren't enough priests out there often, or they have excessive workload. So I was so excited when I discovered another school coming up in Kansas City. And I want to talk with you about that today. But before we jump in, could you tell our audience a bit about what exactly is spiritual direction?
Well, Dan, there are all kinds of definitions out there, but I think they boil down to one simple idea, that spiritual direction is an art, of course, an art that helps people grow in their interior lives to the fullness of Christian perfection. If you want, I really like a definition that Father Jordan Allman, who I consider one of the greatest spiritual theologians of the end of the 20th century, when he writes in his textbook, Spiritual Theology, and he puts it in a nutshell. Let's just share that, what he has to say. He says, spiritual direction is the art of leading souls progressively from the beginning of the spiritual life to the height of Christian perfection. I think, without a doubt, he just hit the nail on the head.
That is a beautiful definition. So you're head of the female branch of the apostles in the interior life, and your charism is helping to develop spiritual directors and spiritual direction. Can you tell us a little bit of the part that you play in making that happen?
Well, let me specify just a little bit more with regards to our charism.
Uh-huh.
Father Salvatore, our founder, who just celebrated his 60th anniversary as a priest of the Diocese of Rome, Italy, as a young seminarian, he had the idea. It was obviously just in a very small seed form, let's say, of having people who could help priests in their ministry of forming the souls, of helping the people grow in their interior lives, in their relationship with Jesus. He didn't know what that really meant, but he just had this great desire because he could see the need. He realized that he was very limited as being just one priest, and so he needed other people to be with him to do this. And so he thought at first to find some young men to do this, but then God pulled the rug from underneath of him, and he found me in California, and I was 19 years old, and then, as they say, the rest is history. But the idea was to form people that could help him in helping others go in their interior life. And so he wanted us, first of all, us apostles of interior life, to have a strong prayer life. In fact, we have about 4 hours of prayer a day. And then each one of us, both the female branch and the male branch, must study 2 years of philosophy, at least 3 or 5 of theology in one of the pontifical universities in Rome, so that we would have that preparation, that formation to help people in their interior lives. But he saw the need at the same time to evangelize. So he would send us on the streets of Rome, on the campuses in Italy, and stop the young people and talk to them about faith, about the interior life. And so that's the first step of our ministry, is to evangelize. In fact, we have sisters at Texas A&M, sisters at KU, and we've been at UW in Madison and U of I in Champaign, evangelizing on the campus. So that's a big piece of our ministry also. I like to underline that because people think that, and I put this in quotation marks, that we only do spiritual direction, and we do. That's a big piece of it, without a doubt, and we also do parish missions and retreats all over the United States and Italy. So I wanted to underline that fact because sometimes people think that we're just quote-unquote spiritual directors, but we're also evangelizers and apostles sent by God, hopefully, to touch the lives of people. Okay. My part, you were asking my role in all of this. Well, being the first, I always say I'm the old bag. And so for now, I'm the superior general of the female branch of the Apostles into your life. So my ministry, yes, I do a lot of spiritual direction, but I also take care of my sisters to be sure they have everything they need to be able to do their ministry wherever they're at.
Great, great. This is Dan Burke with Register Radio, and I'm with Sister Susan Piper, who's the Superior General of the Apostles in the Interior Life. We're talking about their work in evangelization, spiritual direction. And Sister, this leads us to the work that you're specifically doing in Kansas City, Kansas, and the School for Spiritual Direction, which we covered in the National Catholic Register and the issue that is in homes today. Tell us a little bit about that school and how it's going. You just started not too long ago, and give us an update.
Okay. I'd like to give a little bit of the history.
Sure.
The school is called Catholic Spiritual Mentorship Program. It's all, I want to say this, it's all Archbishop Nauman's fault, our Archbishop of Kansas City, Kansas, because for some years now, seeing the need in his diocese, and I would say an enormous hunger for spiritual direction, spiritual advice, spiritual help, he's been prodding us, pushing us, inviting us to come up with a program to help people to grow in their interior lives. And I actually was looking at some notes I had from him over 5 years ago in a meeting I had with him, and we were talking about other things, and suddenly out of the blue he says, "Sister Susan, I need your sisters to come up with a school, a program, something to help my people to grow in their interior lives, to form spiritual mentors, spiritual directors." And but we kind of put it on the back burner, and then he just kept insisting. So just about 2.5 years ago, more or less, we got together to brainstorm with a very dear priest friend of ours, Father Steve Satiroff of the Diocese of Springfield, Illinois, in Maryville, Illinois. And he's also the chaplain of our movement, Collaborators of Your Joy. And Mike Scherzlicht and Troy Hinkle, who founded School of Faith, which is now in our diocese, all over our diocese, and they've just produced a catechism series which is going all over the United States. And some of our sisters and Rich Henry, a man of our diocese, very wonderful man, to brainstorm about what this could look like. And we also looked into some other courses in the United States, a very good one in Clearwater, Florida. We are always sending people there for their retreats and also their course to form full-fledged spiritual directors. We don't say we're forming full-fledged spiritual directors. We're forming spiritual mentors.
What's the distinction between the two?
Well, a spiritual director normally is a person, first of all, who has a strong desire for holiness, and also our spiritual mentors have that, obviously. They have a great zeal for souls and a desire to help those souls to come to know God more and to enter into a profound, intimate relationship and deepen their prayer life. And also our spiritual mentors have that. But another distinguishing, a distinguishing factor would be that normally a spiritual director has great knowledge of theology and hopefully philosophy, something our spiritual mentors wouldn't have, because usually spiritual directors, like in our community, like I was saying before, they study 2 years of philosophy, so that's a lot of exams of philosophy. I'd say at least 20 exams of philosophy, and then the 3 years of theology, if not 5 years of theology, getting your license.
So the key distinction is really a one of the degree of training. So this is Dan Burke with Register Radio, and I'm with Sister Susan Piper, who's the Superior General of the Apostles of the Interior Life, which provides a school for spiritual mentorship in Kansas City, Kansas. This school is open to everyone across the nation, is it not, Sister?
It is. We just had our pilot group, and they're going to have their last session in January. It's a 2-year-long program, the Catholic Spiritual Mentorship Program, and there's a distance course with School of Faith, and then there are 4 week-long live-in sessions at Savior Pastoral Center in Kansas City, Kansas, in the 2-year time span. And like I said, our pilot group is going to have their last week session in January. We have people from 12 different dioceses in the United States.
Wow, that's great.
It is unbelievable. I tell you, when we began our advertisement, which was very home-based, very simple, homemade, let's say, over 2 years ago, we thought if we get 20 people, we can cover the costs. And so the applications began to arrive in January, 1.5 years ago, and 20, 25, 30, 35, 45, 50, 55, 60. We got over 70 applicants from all over the United States. And, of course, at the end, we accepted only 69. And we have people from all sorts of backgrounds, Dan. We have 3 permanent deacons, but we have 3 married couples. We have a wonderful truck driver who trucks all over the United States. We have a young married woman who brought her Down syndrome child, Matthew Joseph.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So we have married people. We have people from 25 years of age almost into their 80s.
Sister, we have about 30 seconds, so it'd be great to close our time. I wish we had more. With a can you direct folks to where they can find out more about the program? Of course,
definitely.
It's in the current edition of the Register. They can look at ncregister.com to read about the school. But what's the website address?
It's www.schoolofaith.com. And it's school, not schools, schoolofaith.com.
And then they can scroll down to the bottom of the page, and they'll see a little button there that says, it says AVI School Spiritual Mentorship. Is that right, if my memory serves me?
Catholic Spiritual Mentorship Program, yes.
Very good.
They'll find that button there, yes.
Sister Susan, thank you so much for joining us on Register Radio today.
Thank you, and God bless you, Dan, for all you do.
God bless you.
And my thanks as well, sister. And Dan, don't forget, people can listen to the show again anytime they want just by going to ncregister.com. Look for that picture of the microphone. I believe it's a red microphone, isn't it?
I think that's something like that. We may change it now.
Okay.
It could be purple, blue, pink. But anyway, there is a microphone. They can find us on
Thank you so much. And thank you for joining us this week on Register Radio. For all of us at the Register and here at EWTN, I'm Tom Price. See you next week.
For more information about the National Catholic Register and about Register Radio, go to ncregister.com. Podcasts of Register Radio are posted on ncregister.com and on ewtn.com. Join us next week at this time for Register Radio on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Many of the books and items discussed on the EWTN Radio Network are available from the EWTN Religious Catalog. Go to www.ewtnreligiouscatalog.com for more information. That's ewtnreligiouscatalog.com.
It's fun.
It's free.
It's Wings, EWTN's weekly e-newsletter delivered to your inbox free each week. Read about upcoming special programming.
And learn what's new at EWTN, radio, TV, and Internet.
Just send an email to radio@ewtn.com.
Be sure to put Wings in the subject line.
Wings, a free service from your friends at the Global Catholic Network, EWTN.